live righteously.
It's time for another episode of The Cultural Hall. It's episode number 228, where we will be talking with the folks from Zach's Shack and also breaking news from Helen's Hut, and we'll talk all about what that is. But right now, on the phone with me, it's Zach. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty well. I spent the afternoon moving cow manure from the garden center to my own garden, so this is much better than doing that.
Yeah, probably.
So let me ask you this idea of Zach's Shut. Zach's Shack. Tell me where that idea came from and what it even is.
So in first grade, some guys came to our school and asked if every class would earn, you know, $86 to buy a wheelchair. So I came home and just like really excited in the morning to do it. So that's kind of where it started. And what it's all about is we raise money for wheelchairs through, we make cookies and lemonade and we sell them and we make t-shirts and all that kind of stuff. And then all the profits go to buying wheelchairs.
Now wheelchairs, who are the wheelchairs for?
So the wheelchairs can go to anybody. Usually they're in third world countries.
Mm-hmm.
But it can really go to anybody, but that's mainly who we send them out to.
Is it a particular foundation or organization that the money gets donated to?
So we work with a company called LBS Philanthropies.
Okay.
And we kind of donate the money to them, and then they can purchase the wheelchairs and send them out.
So they have a little bit more buying power and certainly the connections as to where that money can go, and then they disperse it out. So you're in first grade when you come up with this idea. They basically challenge you at school to raise this money. How did it come about that you're like, yeah, I'm going to sell cookies and t-shirts and do this whole thing?
I don't know. I just got really excited. The first year it was just really small. It was just cookies and like a little pitcher of lemonade. And then every year that we've done it, it's just gotten, you know, a little bit bigger.
So what's the most popular kind of cookie? Let's talk shop for a minute.
Probably the oatmeal craisin or the snickerdoodle.
Oatmeal craisin?
Yeah.
So you're talking, those are the dehydrated cranberries, right, that you can get?
Yeah, they're really good.
That sounds amazing. I don't know that I've ever had an oatmeal craisin cookie. You make them yourself?
Yeah, my grandma makes that kind, and then my mom makes all the other ones.
Your mom, you said?
Yeah, my mom.
So how does this work? Because what I sort of envisioned was, you know, as a first grade kid, I picture flour on your face and you're working hard, but now it sounds like you're outsourcing the cookies to family.
Yeah, so we make about 400 dozen cookies every year.
Wow.
So my mom makes three types of them. She makes chocolate chip, peanut butter chocolate chip, and snickerdoodle. And so then my grandma makes the oatmeal craisin, and my mom makes the sugar cookie.
And are we talking sugar cookie with the frosting on the top that is just so crazy delicious?
Yes, cream cheese frosting.
And then is this a physical storefront, or can people order these? Like, if I'm listening in a different state, can I order these from you if I promise to donate a bunch, or how does that work?
I think usually people just come and buy it, but if they do want to like buy it and they're not here, we could send them out. That's just, we don't really do that too much.
Yeah.
But we've done it before a little bit.
And then the t-shirts you mentioned. So you got pretty standard lemonade, I would imagine. The cookies, I love that, the idea of that oatmeal craisin. That sounds fantastic. But the t-shirts, mm-hmm. what are those like?
So the t-shirts are just plain white, and then I have our logo on it, just the Zach Shack logo.
Uh-huh.
And we have Helen's Hut t-shirts too. So they just have her logo on them too.
You know, you bring that up. So let's put it on speakerphone, and Helen is there with you. Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Hi. Now, how old are you, Helen?
Six.
You're six. Now, your brother, is he going to give up the business and let you run it now, or what's the deal?
Kind of.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm helping him.
Oh, you're helping him. So when I saw the story here a couple of weeks ago, the story made it sound like, Zach, you were moving on to bigger and other things, you know, as you get older, now you're going to start to be involved in the extracurricular activities at school. And so you were handing this over to Helen. So will it be a collaboration between the two of you?
So this year it was more of like both of our stands, but next year it's just going to be hers.
Yeah?
Yeah, this year was kind of like her introduction year and my kind of going out year.
Does that make you nervous, Helen? You're going to be in charge next year.
Yeah.
You ready to be a taskmaster to your mom and to your grandma?
Yeah.
Do you help make the cookies?
No, because I'm at school.
Oh, because you're, so they'll make the cookies when you're at school, and then when you come home from school, you guys sell them?
Yeah.
What's your?
Well, it's more, we only do it 2 days a year, just on spring break.
Oh.
So my mom probably starts making cookies about a month before, and then we just put them in our freezer downstairs in Ziploc bags.
Mm-hmm.
And then just for Friday and Saturday of spring break, we just sell all of them.
And you make, like, how much did you make this year for the LDS Philanthropies?
This year we made about $6,000.
So I'm not particularly good at math, and you, with the math that you're studying, could probably tell me better. That's at least 600 wheelchairs, right?
No, so wheelchairs cost $180.
Oh, $180. For some reason, I thought you said just $80. So 180, so,
yeah,
so about 300 wheelchairs.
No, so when I was in first grade, they were $86. And then when I got into third grade, they raised up to $143.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got into fifth grade, they were $150. And then when I got into seventh grade, they were $180. So every year they get into, like, a better quality of wheelchair. So this year they were $180.
Mm-hmm.
So we were only able to buy 32.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Nope. My math was wrong. I was thinking 300, and you're right. It's 30. But still, an amazing thing when you think of what you're able to provide.
Dan the Laptop Man here, and it's time for another PC Laptop's Bedtime Story. Once upon a time, Brian was looking for a new computer. He searched far and wide from north to south, and even took his quest online. But he had yet to find the PC of his dreams, and was feeling sad. If only I could find the perfect computer with a lifetime warranty to match, he thought to himself. But then Brian stumbled upon a magical store with a friendly staff and a selection galore. Inside, he knew he had found what he'd been searching for all along, a blazing fast PC with a lifetime warranty his heart had desired. Brian returned home, his new PC laptop's desktop in tow. And should it come time to upgrade, Brian knows where to go. PC Laptops, where we really do love Brian and you. PC Laptops.
Imagine running a small business today. It's challenging. Imaging and internet presence is an absolute must. Even with that, you're still a small star in a bright cyber universe. Now, imagine you have someone who understands how to get your site designed for your talents and then easily searched by potential clients. Imagine Lennon Design. Whether it's strictly a website or a whole package of logo creation, advertising media, and promotional materials, Lennon Design is your partner in business. They'll test the boundaries of their imagination to create something unique for you. When you need creative, affordable design, let it be Lennon Design. Call 801-699-3022 or visit LennonDesign.com.
The Cultural Hall wants you to help Utah Food Bank fight hunger statewide. Through your donations of food, time, or money, Utah Food Bank is able to distribute over 31 million meals annually to Utahns facing hunger. Even a $1 donation can be turned into $7.35 of goods and services. 1 in 5 children in Utah could go to bed hungry tonight, and 423,000 Utahns are unsure where their next meal will come from. By donating food at your local pantry or by visiting utahfoodbank.org, you can make a difference.
Have either of you guys ever met any of the people who received the wheelchairs that you guys raise money for?
So not exactly. We have connections with LDS Philanthropies that they have people that send them out, and then they get back to us and they can, like, tell us some stories about it. But we've never been able to, like, meet someone face to face.
Can you share one of the stories that they've shared with you about someone who received it?
Yeah. So they told us, I think it was about 5 years ago, that there was a mom who needed a wheelchair, and it was about 20 miles away where they were giving out the wheelchairs from her home. So she put her baby on her back, got, like, these little wood blocks for her hands, and crawled herself to where they were getting wheelchairs because she had no legs.
Oh, my gosh. That's got to be... go ahead.
And then there was another story about a little boy in Jordan my first year. He sent me back a letter just saying, thank you so much for this wheelchair. It's really changed my life. Like, I can go to school now. I can do all these things. And so it's really just, it's eye-opening to see, like, how bad their lives can be, and then a wheelchair just really changes it for them.
So you, as you mentioned, and as we kind of talked about, Helen will be taken over. It'll be called Helen's Hut, which is a great name. Way to go, Helen. I love that. But so you're going to be moving on. Are you looking to do now different things? Will you miss it? What's your plan?
So mostly now I'm going to be, like, kind of like behind the scenes more. I won't be, like, the face of, like, selling stuff. That'll more be her. I'm just going to be kind of like the behind-the-scenes guy, the CEO.
Okay. And are there plans, because you only get that couple day shot to do this whole thing, are there plans to do new products, something you're going to try next year that you haven't done before, any of that kind of stuff?
So we've kind of, this year with Helen's, we've done, I just had normal lemonade, and this year with Helen, we've kind of added in pink lemonade,
because
that's kind of her thing.
Sure.
Yeah. So I don't know what we're going to add next year, but it seems like every year we kind of come up with something a little bit new. So,
Helen, are you nervous about running the business?
Kind of.
What makes you?
But I'm excited.
Yeah, what makes you nervous about it?
That I will be the only one kind of doing it.
Mm-hmm. But if I know anything, I know that your brother and your mom and your dad will help it so that you do the very best you can, huh?
Yeah.
Now, if people want to find out more, they can do that by going to itfeelsgreattogive.com. And you can find out more about Zach. And I'm presuming pretty soon we're going to find out more about Helen from that link as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. For sure.
And then there's also still a GoFundMe that I found that people can go to. And they can, if they can't, for whatever reason, they're hearing this from somewhere else, they want to donate some money. That money can be made available to you guys to be able to donate to the LDS Philanthropies and get that going. That's pretty rad.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And we also have, like, we have a Facebook page and an Instagram page. I'm pretty sure it's just still called Zach Shack, but that covers me and Helen.
Okay.
And Helen has her own called Helen Touch.
So people can find it all there. And I'll throw links up to all of those with this episode at theculturalhall.com that people can check out. Only over spring break, and it's in Provo. So you've got now 11 months. You got to start baking cookies. If this is going to get bigger next year, you got to start making them now, right?
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys taking a few minutes. Let me ask you one last question I'll ask you a couple more questions, actually. Are there more siblings, or is it just the two of you guys?
So we have a little brother named Wally.
Okay.
And we kind of have a step plan for him. After Helen kind of gets old enough, we're going to have Wally come in, and his is going to be called Wally's Wagon.
Oh. I love it. How old is he now?
So right now, he just turned 4.
Okay, so he's just all about eating the cookies and drinking the lemonade then.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So people can look forward to, after Helen's Hut, it being called Wally's Wagon, which I can only imagine, based on, you know, how awesome you two are, that he'll be just as awesome. Are you pretty happy your guys' parents are helping you do this?
Yeah, I mean, they do. They're pretty amazing. They really help us out. I don't think it would be impossible without them.
It's pretty cool and inspiring, right? Because I bet a lot of your friends don't do a lot to help out other people, or maybe some of them do, but to do something on such a large scale like this, a pretty unique opportunity. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Is there plans for you? I know school will get busy. Are you going to be doing anything else? Are you going to do another, like a bigger thing completely unrelated to Zach Shack? You want to help out more people?
I don't know. I think that it's more Helen's turn. I'm still going to be helping out with her little stand, but I think it's her turn to give back.
You all right with that, Helen?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you guys taking a few minutes, I'll give that website again. People can check it out. It feels great to give. That's to give. It feels great to give, .com. People can find you, as you mentioned, on Facebook at Zach Shack, or on Instagram there. And I'll throw links to that all at theculturalhall.com. Zach and Helen, I look forward to it. And in the future, we'll have to get Wally on to talk about his wagon, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And we hope that this episode has nourished and strengthened your body, that if you were not healthy enough to listen this week, you will be healthy enough to listen next week. And that when the time comes, you'll be able to travel home in safety. In the meantime, we'll be saving a seat for you on the back row of the Cultural Hall.
Save me a seat, it's sure to be neat. On the back row, we really gotta go on the Cultural Hall show.